was interesting because this was Avram's Midah, so L'chura is something that should have been, I mean, spoken about before, about when it speaks for the other Inyanim. This is the first place where the Torah really speaks about Avram Avinu's Hachnas Orchim. And we need to understand, it's more than just that the Torah mentions this mitzvah over here. You have to understand the background. This is the place where Avram Avinu makes a transition from being a person who's not molid, and now he's going to make the transition and be molid, the Doris and Yitzhak, and everything like that. It comes on two backgrounds. It comes on the background of Mitzvah Mila, which is, we understand very well, Mitzvah Mila is the Makom of the Moiseh Peiros, it's the opening up of the person's Koyach of Hilada and the Koyach of Perivirivya. Those are all very understandable. It's where he gets a chsim of being a Yisrael, and therefore that's the place, that's the background for him to have his children. That we understand very well. The Hachnasas Orchim is a wonderful mitzvah, but it doesn't seem to have a skula. I mean, it's written as a skula of having kids, but it doesn't have any special reason why it should be such a skula. And it's as if one would say the platform on which Avraham Avinu was molded and molded Yitzchak and everything with that was a combination of Mila and Hachnas Orchim. And we need to understand the Hachnas Orchim, how that serves as a background for Hilados Yitzchak, and how is that another aspect, so to speak, of the mitzvah of Bris Mila. A second Inyan, it says here, famous Chazal, Rashi, it says, Vayah, Vayotze Krosom, Vayoyma, the Pasuk which says, Chol, Adonoyim, Nomot, Zizchem, Inecha, Nosavar, Malavdecha. From here, Chazal learned that Hachnas Orchim is greater than Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. It doesn't seem, that memory of Chazal, besides the fact that it's hard to understand how to weigh Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina, what it is, and so on, but even the comparison is hard to say. For instance, let's say a person would tell you that the mitzvah of Chveis Tzitzis is greater than the mitzvah of Lulav. So fine, two mitzvahs, and there's some comparison between two mitzvahs. It's in the same framework of what a person is supposed to do, and we're comparing one against the other. So that we can understand, there's a comparison whether we understand how it works or not. But when people start saying something like, this mitzvah is bigger than Olam Haba, it's not of the same framework. I mean, these are mitzvahs, these are schar. It's like saying, this mitzvah is greater than Nevuah. There's no place, it's apples and oranges. We're not talking about two mitzvahs. If a person tells you, Gan Eden versus, I don't know, Olam Haba, or whatever, so fine, those are two inyanim of schar, whatever they are, and there is at least room for comparison. When you say Gedola, Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina is not a mitzvah. There's no dinim of Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. Let's call it a schar of some sort, whatever it is. And Hachnas Orchim is a mitzvah. So where is there a bechlal comparison? They just don't compare at all. Another nekuda that is a little bit, I guess you wonder about it. I mean, Chazal here are pointing out the gevaldik of mitzvah Hachnas Orchim and so on and so forth. There's a famous Chazal, Vayita Eshel Bever Shava. It says that what he used to do was, he would invite Avram made a pundik, he would be mekabel dovim v'shavim, mishareichon v'shoysin amolein brichu. When they finished eating and drinking, he told them to be mevarech. V'heinomim my name, what should we say? And he would say, baruch ha'keil oylam shechal mishaloi. So it seems if we look at it, it seems as if the entire quote unquote chesed of Hachnas Orchim seemed to be geared for kiruv. don't know if it's wrong, but so it's not the maila. I mean, it's not achmas azarchim. It's a way in which you makarav people. You give them eating, give them drinking, and then you tell them to be mevarach. So it's a very nice way to be makarav people to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But then the purpose is not achmas azarchim anymore. The purpose is be makarav sabrios. So why is this listed? I mean, Vayitav Eishel Be'Vashav is the place l'churu where this is the moisid of. It says, "Eshel punik Avrom hayemekavas oivim v'sashovim," and it sounds like it's part of the same year as the beginning. It's all part of Achnas Sorchem, and yet this seems to hold from a Torah to it. Kutzo will say it's a bigger chesed, but it bothers him. It seems as if it was only a chetimtz and not a matar in its own end. One more nekuda that we need to remember: when we speak about the different types of chasadim, so chesed in its generic term, v'afrecha kamocha, which is doraisa, includes every type of doing good for another person. Chazal broke it down. Achdas kala, levoyes hameis, bikacholim. So those in yonim, there's some sense that there's a difference. A bikacholim carries some element of sakana for yourself, some difficulty. Achnosas Kala has very specific in yonim that, you know, and each one has at least some yichud. Achnosas Orochim doesn't seem to us in any way significantly different than any other tzedakah. The aloch is an oreach, is an ani. If a person is stuck someplace and he has no money, so for all practical purposes, he's an ani. And that should be gemilas chesed. That's, you know, it's a regular tzedakah. The person happens to be traveling, doesn't have where to eat. So what's the difference if he's traveling, doesn't have where to eat, or he's home, he doesn't have what to eat, and I bring him bread? Let's sharpen the question a bit. Let's say somebody's traveling through town, and he doesn't have what to eat, needs a place to stay, everything. And I say, listen, my house is kind of small, it's kind of limited, here's money, go to the fanciest hotel and stay there, on my cheshbon. So it certainly is a great mitzvah tzedakah, it's certainly a great chesed, but would we consider it as being shayach to the world of achmas azarchim? And the answer would be probably no. So if the purpose of achmas azarchim is that an areach is a poor person and he needs money and so on and so forth, what's the difference if I put him up and I give him the food and I give him the board, everything that he needs, better than I could do at home? So it seems as if there was a sort of an inyan over here that was where it's a whole different mahalach. It's not the food, not the drink, but something more. And I'd like to talk about it and try to get to the nekuda. There's a special inyan called achmas azarchim that transcends the other chasadim, and it has a whole dimension of its own, and that was the midah of Avram over here. Let's start with a halach. There's a gemara. The gemara says, balabayis botzea v'orech mevarech. That it went to making hamotzi the balabayis should do, because the balabayis is comfortable giving big pieces of bread to other people. It's his bread, so he can afford to be large and give to other people. And the oreach should be the one that's mevarich. So it's a straightforward halacha. That's what it's known. The balabayis always makes the hamotzi, and the oreach is the one that's miskabit to mevarich. That's a very, very, it's a very straightforward halacha. There's an oimek that lies in it, in terms of what is balabayis, what is oreach, and so on. And it's spoken about in the Sfarim and its terminology. Let's try to say it in a way that in an oifen that we have a tfis in it. The everything in the world has its makom, its place that allows it to thrive and to exist. Just like trees, each tree has its climate and its environment that it lives and thrives in. Each tree needs to be rooted in a specific place. A bal chai b'derech klal has a specific environment and some sort of home, whether it's a nest or a cave or a lair or whatever it is, that's its makom. And that allows it to grow and to expand and so on and so forth. So if we ask ourselves a very basic need for everything in the Bria to exist as a makom, the first, the einish that is parallel to misa, if we want to give somebody misa in a lesser form, it's golus. Ritzicha b'mezid is chayev misa. Ritzicha b'shogeg is chayev golus. Kayin was punished novenot. That was the punishment for Kayin. Klal Yisrael, there's churban beis hamikdash and tzaris, but there's golus. And it doesn't need to be difficult or anything else. Golus in its own right is an einish parallel, equal to, or maybe the same as churban beis hamikdash. Because everything in the Bria needs a makom, and is yonik from its makom, and that's what it has. The me'idach gisa. So everything needs its makom. Me'idach gisa. If I ask myself, in a person's sense of bailus, in a person's sense of possessiveness, what is his? So metaltalin, a person has a sense of bailus on it, and he'll defend it to a large degree. But makom, a place, he'll defend more than anything else. Balechayim will fight for their turf, and that's a very common, the sense of possessiveness of a turf and fighting for it is very common for balechayim. If people are karka in exilis, you can sit on my karka, but karka can't really be taken away from me except through kibush. But everything else in the world can be stolen halachically, and it gets new halachas. Karka is ein exilis. Karka is something that the person, that's his metzias. The achov was, his rishus was that he took away the stei achuza of noyes, because davus, because that was that, taking away your metzias, taking away your karka, your makom, is as strong as destroying the person's metzias. So the need to have makom is the most shorishtik need of every being. A person's sense of this being my makom is the strongest sense of possessiveness and so on, and that's why a person is not a person is not inclined to give it up or to share it or anything like that. His dalar amis. Meis mitzvahs koin es dal ramis, a person has mekomo on Shabbos by tchumen. A person's mokom is his mitzias and so on and so forth. The flip side of it is that a person's mokom is also what limits him. Since every single person has a certain mitzias, and that's his mitzias, and that's his mokom, it doesn't go further than that. He functions only in a certain mokom, and the good that he can get and take is only that makom. Shom take for us. That's his metzias. That's where he is, and nothing else is his, and he can't have from anything else. Achnosas, so Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. Shechina is always the chelek, it's the izgalus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that stells itself to makom. In other words, any the chelek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is shayach to makom, the chelek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that stells itself to a makom, and there's a makom of Ashua Shechina. This is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochel is. This is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzias is shaychein. That is that's the bchina, this galus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu within the parameters of makom is called Shechina. And that is the full development of a makom, of the divine spark in a place, is called Hashuas Hashchina. That's Shchina's Meloshin Shechin, Meloshin to be in a place, to dwell in a place. The makom is Ashe Efchar, Ashe Yifchar, the makom, the Akash Baruch Hu's Bocher. The Pchina's makom is Shchina, and that's Kabbalah's Pnei Shchina. So it's, on the one hand, it's a fullness of a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu within a certain parameters. That's one inyan of Shechina and so on. But it's limited. It's limited in the sense that there's nothing new coming in. There's nothing else coming in from an outside makom. It has, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling itself to a certain makom, it is kaviyoch limited. Let's give just a mashal in a very simple way. There's a mitzvah of netilas lulav. So I'm able to bring out certain ha'aris in netilas lulav. I'm able to bring out certain inyanim from netilas lulav, whatever it is, but that's it. Netilas lulav doesn't contain what kiyas shofar contains. Kiyas shofar doesn't contain what tzitzis contain. Each mitzvah, because it brings out through a certain kli, a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it also is limited to the inyanim, whatever inyanim HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into lulav, into tzitzis, into tefillin, so on. Same thing with a makom. A makom, in the most generic way, limits that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashpah, and yet brings out the fullness of it. Whenever I bring in something from the outside, I'm adding a hashpah that didn't exist there, that wasn't there, and in a certain way, it brings in a newness that couldn't exist from within, and it also fertilizes that which is within. The klal is anything that is incestuous does not produce, or produce and peters out and falls away. Anything which comes in with something from the outside is going to produce, is going to be mafren and marbe and so on. Let's go, let's be masbid a little bit in your name. Let's take the example of Achnasorchum itself. First of all, when a person is traveling, when a person is not at home, he may be missing food, he may be missing drink, he may be missing a bed, he may be missing different elements. Those are all elements of, that we would call tztaka. And that's the element that's, so he's missing things. But the truth is, a person who's nov and nod, a person who's wandering, is missing a makom. Roika aretz ala moyim is the bracha we make, that we have a makom under our feet. I could, even if I have food with me, but I don't. The food is not coming from a makom. It's metaltalin. It's not a place. So the giving the person a place is the ultimate chesed, because A, it's the great need of the person. The person needs a place more than he needs the food, or the drink, or the resting, whatever it is, needs the place. And secondly, it's the hardest thing to give, because I have to give my place. Of all the things, people will defend their metaltlin to a certain degree, but they'll defend their place. People will die not to have their makom, their country, taken away from them. So mitzad the tzerech of the oni, there is a greater tzerech. And mitzad, the giving of the balabayas is a much greater sense of giving. And that's why we said, if let's say somebody travels by and he needs a food and a place to sleep, and I set him up in a fancy hotel, so that's a wonderful mitzvah tztaka, but that's not achnasas orchim. The hotel is not a place be'etzim. It's not his place and it's not a place be'etzim. If I take him into my house, to my home, and I say, this is now your place, then I've done both. I've given him a sense of makom, and I have also given something of my very self, the most self that I could possibly give. There's a varet lavart, the Kotzke was once speaking with his rabbi, Rabbunim, and they decided they want to be mechadish. They said, let's think of a chiddush nachnasas orchim, like what you can do, something to enhance that haga. And they said, when an oreach comes by, a person should show him first his room before he gives him food. Normally, normally the person comes in the evening, let's say, and I welcome him and I give him supper, whatever it is. And then I say, you must be tired, here's a place. So I said, show him the place first, and that way he'll have menuchas ha-nefesh, in the sense of, you know, I have a place. The hair in that dakus is that the person needs more than anything else a place. Where's my place? Once I have a sense of place, then I can enjoy my food also. A person who's homeless and he has no place, even if he has a bag of food, he can't enjoy the food. Everything is restless. He doesn't have his place. So Achnasa Sarachim is the mitzvah where I can give a makom to something that doesn't have a makom, and I can receive. And I have to give something that's very much part of me. The reason why it's sometimes difficult to be Machnas Orach, because when I give money, I don't need to deal with the other person. Here is his needs. Can I spare the money? Do I feel like sparing the money? And that's it. That's over. I don't have to take a person into my metzias and make him part of me. I don't need to do that. Taking the person and splitting myself, my sense of self, that's the special challenge of Achnas Orachim, and that's the mitzvah of it. Stone, for instance, was the antithesis of Avram. They didn't say we don't want to give. It says boyu nechale regel me'atzeinu. We don't want all of the draconian laws that they made about aniyim and torturing them, everything like that. The purpose was, they expressed it very well. Bo nechala regel marzenu, mimkomenu. Let's get rid of people wandering in. We don't want people passing through. We shali shali shalcha shalcha. This is our place. This is our space. Stay out. That was the attitude of the stone, and that was Ke'ilu the Hefech of Avraham Avinu. We asked that Avraham Avinu, you know, wasn't it a cure of operation? So first let's explain the Inyan of Oreach Mevarech. The Balabais Botseya means, let's see if it's later a second. Avraham Avinu, the Pshat, when he took in the Orachim, and he had them, you know, eat, and then he said, why don't you bench HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So it sounded to us as if it was a sort of a means for a kirv operation. It wasn't Achnas Orachim, L'shem Achnas Orachim, it was L'shem that. The answer is no. I mean, he could. It says, if Vayikra Shem Olam, the Rambam says he would go from place to place and darshan all about Hakadosh Baruch Hu and be mekayer of people and so on and so forth. That wasn't the point of it. The point of it was there was another midah. Avraham Avinu made him part of his metzias, and b'meila the mevarach Hakadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, this is. Now that you're part of my household, our household thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It wasn't a ploy, listen, if you want a meal, there's a price to pay for it. It was, if you're part of our metzias, if you've been absorbed into Avram's metzias, just like if I plant something in a certain soil, it's going to take on characteristics of that soil. It's going to take on whatever miles the soil has. It's going to draw from it. Now, if you're eating Avraham Avinu's meal, then Avraham Avinu's meal evokes a bracha to our Kaddish Baruch Hu. That was the midah of taking. That was the eshel that Avraham Avinu planted. So that is mitzad the midah of why it's such a chashev midah. And how difficult it is. The flip side of it is, the mile of it is, that we said before, anytime something is limited, especially limited in a place and so on, it becomes incestuous. It just is able to be around itself, and it becomes barren, and dries up, and dies out. Stone dried out. You know, because that's the metzias. If there is nothing coming from the outside, you dry out. Shali shali means you're doomed. Just like economically, if you close in on yourself, you don't become a productive economy. In the world of mitzvahs, in the world of ruchnias, it's the same thing. The mitzvah of achnasas orchem produces the result that you're able to bring in a fresh ha'ara into the mitzvahs that didn't exist before, and it becomes fruit bearing. The bracha, the balabais is botseya, the bread. The bread is what's there. This is the bread that grew in this place, and the balabais gives it out. The bracha is always when something becomes fertile and productive. When you the productivity, the fertility lies in the reach. The reach is the one who's mevarich the lechem. So the balabais gives out the lechem that is. And the oreach brings in the ashros habracha for something new. That's the relationship of oreach baal bayis. Avraham Avinu had to go from being a non-productive, from being barren, to being molded. It happened on two oifanim. First of all, the bris mila, the makom shadam isapri. It's the bris. It's the mitzvah that's metakin that makom, and it's moilat peiris. That's one aspect of that mitzvah. The mitzvah of hachnosas orchim is a mitzvah that brings in a ha'ara from the outside, and it brings a new ha'ara which allows for productivity. It allows for tzmichas peiris. The svarim say that the word oreach comes from the word orches, meaning the eighth ha'ara. Different explanations, but one that could very well, one that for us makes sense is, it says that Pesukim Mishlei, that the isha made a bias. The bias rests on seven amudim. In other words, the shivas he made breishes are the pillars of what is there. The existing house, the existing makom, is rests on seven pillars. The 7 days that Kadosh Baruch created creation, the creation rests on seven. An oreach brings in something new. It brings in an oreches, means a new inyan that wasn't there before. That is the mile of oreach. So b'meila, for Avram's productivity, Avram's ability to bring Paris into the world rested because of that midah. Both in one aspect, the mitzvah of Mila was the school of it. In the other aspect, the mitzvah of Chnasas Orchem was specifically for that. There's a very fascinating word from the Kotzka. The Chedusha Rim was once in Germany. In Germany, in those days, was considered to be kind of the Yiddish backwaters. Already at that time, it was already gone with the skull or whatever. And he heard somebody say a drasha, and for whatever, I don't know if the person was less than Yerei Shemayim or whatever, but they looked down with disdain. They used to call him the prediker, which means a preacher. And he said a vart that he was very nislaya from the Chedusha Rim. And he came back to the Kotzka and he asked him, how could a prediker, how could a preacher say such a nice fart? I mean, it was a yid, but it was not the style of... And the Kotzka said, he asked him in Yiddish, he asked him, where does he come to such a fart? How does such a fart come to him? So the Kotzka told him, because he's very big in Achnasas Orchem. The kud of that means, the school of Achnasas Orchem is, you're able to bring in things that are not shayach to yourself either. They're not shayach to you. And b'meila, it's a special school of that mitzvah. That's the oimek of that vertel. So the Netzino Lemedim, we have Avraham Avinu as the site of Klal Yisrael. Avraham Avinu is the one who became the Av in Klal Yisrael, and everything, the prototype of Avhus, the prototype of becoming a person who can produce more than himself, who doesn't end up his life just retaining what is, but is able to be moiled, is Avram. Avram gave the yisoid of Avhus to Klal Yisrael. And b'meila, when we look at ourselves, we need to understand how to emulate that mitzvah of Achnas Orchim. So, certainly when a person is of the daga, when he has a home and a house and so on, but Achnas Orchim is kipshuto, that's one part of it. But there's an akuda that shayach to us, even when we're not yet in a situation where we have literally a house to bring people in and to feed them, so on and so forth. In the mitzvah, the pnimius of the mitzvah, we can understand it well also. When we look around at people who need some chesed, a new person that came, or a person who's a little more on the outs, or a person who doesn't have any type of person that needs chesed, there are two layers of it. One layer is the specific need. This person needs help with his learning, this person needs money, this person needs this, that, the other thing. Those are specific needs, and that's chesed stock, and it's very important. But people need to have a sense of belonging. When I have a chaver that I can drop into, that I could touch base with, without being each time a new maisa. But there's a certain sense of kvias. There's a certain sense that this person has brought me into his dalaramis. That gives me a certain sense of mokom. A person is in a yeshiva and he's rooted in the yeshiva and he's part of it. He's been there for a while and he's popular and he's matzliach. So he has a sense of rootedness. This is my mokom. And he's very happy. He has a makom. There's a certain stability. For this to go for his life, this is his place. This is Matthias. A person who's not there yet, besides the particular inyanim that the person has a need for, the person also feels, I don't have a place. I don't have a place here. I don't know. I don't have a sense that it's my makom. And that's his biggest need of all of it. The sensitivity to be able to go to another person and to give him some of your mokom. It takes away. It takes away a certain sense of self, because you're not talking about giving the person a dollar, you're not talking about helping him for 15 minutes with whatever he needs. There's a certain sense that you need to include him as part of your metzias. Whether it's going somewhere, whether it's talking about something, whatever. All of the subtle things which go into the sense of mokom that we have. So on the one hand, it's the person, it's the needy person's, the recipient's greatest need, and mitzad sheni, it is our hardest thing to give. People will give things, but to bring someone in who they don't particularly—I mean, not someone that they can't stand, but someone that they don't have something particular. They wouldn't care to include him always in their plans. But if this person has no other mokum, he's got to be part of these plans. He's got to be part of mitzias. If a person is not included, for instance, if people are going somewhere and a person needs a ride, so if he doesn't get a ride, so one issue is he doesn't have a ride. It's a particular need at a particular time. But the more subtle issue is, I'm a wanderer. I mean, sometimes I have to show a ride for him. Sometimes I'm not automatically including anything. If a person goes on a family trip, and they're, if whatever it is, the car, one of the seats is broken, he doesn't tell one of his kids, you know, you're going to stay home because we don't have room for you in the car. Somehow he's going to figure out, it's not an option to leave a kid at home at the grocery store because he's part of the family. That's his metzias. A person needs that metzias. And therefore, on the one hand, it's the great need that the person has. On the other hand, it's the hardest thing to give. I mean, I'm saddling myself automatically with a priori, people that belong to this place. Each person can feel what his abilities are, and so on. But al kaponim, the nekudah of it is that. The flip side of it is people who have that sensitivity to other people tend to become much richer people. If you need to include another person into your metzias, you look and see that there is another element that you don't have. When another tree has to grow in that paradise, they tend to fertilize each other. I learn to understand that person's unique metzias. It's the morale speaks about it. He says it very veiled terms. He says he doesn't want to explain more, but he makes this point that Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina is the Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina is limited in a certain way, and Achnosas Orchim he can bring more into his Metzius Achnosas Orchim than Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. Dwelling on the good that I have innately with me. When a person produces and brings out the good he has within him, he can go to a very high madrega, but it's limited. That's it. I have in me an atiyah to learn. And b'meila, if I learn more, I bring it more out, still more out. And fine, that I can develop it up to a certain point that's called Kabbalah's Meshchina. That's the ultimate I can develop it in. But midas that I don't have, I don't have any ability to learn. I don't have it in me. It's only, and somebody comes and tells me, you know, this person is a tremendous Baal Chesed, and this and that. I said, oh, great, I admire it, it's wonderful. But if I need to live my life with this other person, I need to bring him into my life, or he is part of my life for a while, whatever it is, and I'm able to feel his sense of care for other people, I'm able to bring a midah into myself that I didn't have before. And that's the godless of Oireach, of Achnosas Orchim, that I get a lot more. I have the bread to give out, but he's the one that's mevarech the lechem. Bracha is chal only when I have something else that comes in. Hagah ba'atzmecha. Avraham Avinu was midas ha-chesed, totality of chesed. Yitzchak was the opposite midah. And that's why they said that Avimelech was his father. They said that Avraham Avinu could not possibly, that's what Sfarim say, could not possibly approach Yitzchak because it's a completely different midah. It's the Maila of Achnasas Orchim of Avram that allowed him to bring out a being who was the embodiment of Midas Hadin, of Midas Hayira, despite the fact that he was Chesed only. Because if he didn't have Achnasas Orchim, he'd be closed in on himself and be infertile. He might even have a biological child, but the child would be just Avram 2, Avram 3, Avram Junior, Avram Junior, Junior. There wouldn't be anything else coming out of Avram. That's not Avus. Just slicing the same cake twice is not Avus. To bring a Yitzchak out of Avram, he needed the midah bringing an outside Haaretz into his Metzias, Haaretz Chadashis. And that was the midah of Avram. And that's why the background for producing children, and specifically Yitzchak, is that background. So when we look around the world, we need to understand, we look around the people around us. Every single person has, we naturally gravitate to people that are similar to us, that have the same ha'aras that we have, the same knesh that we have. Every single person has something different than everybody else. I have a limit, and I can bring out the best in myself, but not more than that. If I learn how to bring somebody else into my life and share it, we're talking about somebody that has the nekuda value and so on, I've given him the biggest thing that a person could possibly want. Achnasas Orchim is the biggest inyan, because I've given him something that is his greatest need and something that that I have the hardest time giving it. And what I've also done is, and the schar for it is, that the person becomes infinitely richer than he could ever be from what he has. His own metzias is limited, and it's not going to, it'll just keep giving more of itself. When I bring in something of the outside, when I bring a ha'ara from the outside, I'm able to really bring in more than I have, and combine it with my metzias, integrate my metzias, and be molded something a lot more than I have within himself. So in the midah of Achnasas Orchim, besides its chesed aspect, everything like that, lies the sheirish of a person being able to bring out an infinite amount of himself. Just like the difference between beings that are that produce by asexually, they just divide, and so at some point they're just the same. It just shrivels up. There's nothing really, you know, it doesn't become more productive. Those things that are able to take other beings and cross-fertilize bring out a lot more in themselves. Sachnas Asorachim is the platter on which, for a person to become an Av and a Moilit, and to bring out way more than the infinite that that it has itself, for that is the Gdoilach Asorachim Yosef Kol Sechina.